From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton jumped back onto the campaign trail Tuesday after bitter first head-to-head debate in which Clinton frequently forced her prickly opponent onto the back foot. The White House hopeful sparred over temperament, stamina, judgment, and other issues in a televised matchup Monday night that seemed to have gone in favor of Democrat Clinton. You can read more details all on our debate coverage at voanews.com. Two Afghan soldiers with suspected Taliban links killed at least 12 of their comrades as they slept in the northern province of Kunduz, according to officials Tuesday, is the latest so-called insider attack. The incident occurred just after midnight on the outskirts of the city, with a local police commander saying that two soldiers fled after killing their 12 sleeping colleagues. Bombings targeting shopping areas in Shiite districts of the Iraqi capital Tuesday killed at least 17 people and wounded more than 50, according to security and medical officials. The Islamic State jihadist group claimed the attack in the Baghdad Jadida neighborhood in the east of the city, saying it was carried out by a man wearing an explosive vest. Turkey has dismissed 87 staff from its spy agency over alleged links to the failed July 15th coup, according to state media Tuesday. It's the first purge of the country's most powerful institutions. The National Intelligence Organization has suspended 141 personnel in an internal investigation. At least 23 people have died after drinking moonshine in the impoverished rural regions of eastern Ukraine that border the Soviet Republic's war zone, according to officials Tuesday. This is VOA News. The third typhoon to hit Taiwan in 2 weeks killed 4 people and injured scores Tuesday, bringing violent winds and heavy rain as schools and offices closed. Typhoon Megi forced thousands to evacuate their homes and played havoc with rail and road networks as it made landfall in the eastern county of Hualien in the early afternoon. A new report from the World Health Organization indicates more than 90% of the world's population is exposed to excessive air pollution, contributing to a number of health problems. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
New data released Tuesday by the UN Health Watchdog shows that the problem is most prevalent in large cities, but people may be surprised to find out how bad the air quality is in rural areas. Speaking in Geneva Tuesday, WHO Public Health and Environment Director Maria Nera describes the situation as a global public health emergency.
It's extremely important to put this data outside for politicians to understand, for citizens to be aware of this, for countries to take action, and for all of us to move into promoting some interventions that will cause reduction of air pollution, and by doing so, reducing those 6.5 million deaths caused by air pollution every year.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Britain vowed Tuesday to oppose any attempt to create an EU army following the Brexit vote, although the head of NATO denied the European defense cooperation would undermine the transatlantic alliance. The row broke out as the European Union defense ministers met in Bratislava to discuss ways of boosting defense cooperation. It's one of the priorities set when the bloc leaders met without Britain earlier this month. Ali Bongo was sworn in Tuesday as Gabon's president after the country's constitutional court controversially validated his fiercely contested election victory. He pledged to devote all of his efforts for the good of the Gabonese people. The World Trade Organization Tuesday downshifted its global trade forecast, warning that anti-globalization rhetoric and Brexit were pushing trade growth to its slowest pace since the financial crisis. The warning comes as talks on landmark free trade deal between the European Union and the United States battle stiff opposition and as Britain's EU exit causes jitters. Bomb attacks hit a mosque and an international convention center in the eastern German city of Dresden, according to police Tuesday, adding that they suspected a xenophobic and a nationalist motive. No one was injured in the blast late on Monday. You can read more details on that and more 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.